Hey there, Patriots. How is everyone doing? This is Pragmatic. This is today's Q update for Thursday, October 11. Those of you following at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on qmap.pub. Android apps are still available. Q drops and Q alerts for those of you who are wanting to get the alerts on your phone. My theme for this broadcast is using logic and critical thinking. This broadcast is going to cover just one post by Q. It's a post that came out a couple days ago. Haven't had time to do the decode on it because a busy schedule. But Q has not posted since then, so we're going to break this down. It's a very long post, and I broke it down into six different sections. We're going to look at each one individually. All right, let's get going. I wanted to kind of do a little pep talk first. There are a lot of political commentators and news outlets that are trying to appeal to our emotions to get our attention. One of the things I learned in college, took a mass media class, was, you know, advertising works and jingles work and people use certain types of headlines because they want to appeal to your emotions to get your attention. So you will buy what they're selling or click on a link, read their article, or listen to their video. A new bombshell report. Exclusive scoop. TikTok. We have jaw-dropping news. You'll be furious when you read about this story. Political commentators and news outlets depend on our viewership for income. They have a financial motive for getting our attention, which is why they often use emotions. Emotional appeals are used as bait to get us to read the articles, listen to the videos, click on the links. That's why they're called clickbait. Q has often warned us about following clickbait. You may not realize it, but your emotions are used every day to draw you into a world of political narratives. There is a good chance that if someone is manipulating your emotions to get your attention, to read their story, to listen to their video, they have an agenda. One reason why I try to avoid sensationalism on my broadcast is I really want people to be able to evaluate things objectively. I do not want to appeal to people's emotions. If people develop emotional responses to my broadcast, that's fine. That's on their own. I'm not trying to use emotions to trigger people or to get them to listen to my broadcast. When analyzing news and current events, a reliable approach is to evaluate things objectively and logically. Following our emotions can cause us to draw illogical and sometimes incorrect conclusions. And that's not to say that logic is the only thing we should use to evaluate news. I pray a lot, and I expect God to help me come to sound conclusions, and He does. I get a lot of insight from the Holy Spirit about news and current events. But being led by God is not the same thing as being led by your emotions. Having said that, let's look at this first part of the most recent Q post and see if we can walk through it logically. All right, Q relays a general statement acknowledging the frustration that people have had regarding the lack of arrests, and statement release 10/9/18, so this was a couple days ago. In brackets, we have P_authority1. I would be tempted to interpret that as presidential authority, but there's other ways you can decode that. General statement, we understand that there's extreme fatigue and frustration regarding the wheels of justice and the moving slow. Exclude emotion and personal desire. Instead, use logic and critical thinking based on situational awareness. And then we have in brackets, and I'm going to add my own interpretation to some of this. How do we undo a lifetime of evil and corruption, infestation in brackets, in the span of less than 2 years with corrupt DOJ and FBI in place? Process and planning, law and order, it's a military operation. How can you make arrests, non-military arrests, prior to first fully cleaning out corrupt elements at the top of those departments, FBI and DOJ, that oversee the investigation and prosecution in the United States when they themselves, the people in power at the very top, are the ones who engaged in the illegal treasonous acts? All right, so That is a mouthful. The desire that people have for immediate arrest arises out of our emotions. It doesn't take into consideration the delicate, time-consuming work of removing entrenched criminal elements inside the justice system itself, which, if that is not done first, is going to prevent bad actors from being convicted. I've said this before, I'll say it again. If you just want arrests, Jeff Sessions and Chris Wray could go and arrest thousands of people. A lot of those people would go to trial and they would not be convicted. If you don't clean up the corrupt elements inside the FBI, which does investigations, and the Department of Justice, which does prosecution, a lot of those people are going to walk. And if you are just about seeing people arrested, you're going to be disappointed, because the justice system has to be cleaned out first. A second point to consider is that this is primarily a military operation. Kiwi has said that before. Some people will be tried in the civilian justice system, but a lot of government employees, former government employees, are going to be tried in military courts, probably as enemy combatants, because they betrayed their oath of office, and many of them aided and abetted nations that we were at war with. The military process, the military code of justice, is very different from its civilian counterpart. And now I want to move on to something a little bit more personal. There is not a day that goes by when I don't hear someone say, if the arrests don't happen before the midterms, you fill in the blank. If the FISA declassification doesn't happen before the midterms, fill in the blank. A lot of people have this urgency, this sense that something has to happen before the midterms, and if it doesn't, then this is all for nothing. They feel emotions. They feel like it's all going to be lost. We're going to lose the House. We're going to lose the Senate. The deep state's going to take back control if something drastic doesn't happen before the midterms. That is how they feel. When you feel that way, you are talking about your emotions. When you put a time expectation on an event that is in control of the president or Jeff Sessions or Chris Wray, you are telling them that you know more about timing than they do. You're telling Jeff Sessions, I know more about prosecuting criminals. I know more about the justice system. You're telling the president, I know more about when to declassify things than you do. If you don't do it before the midterms, you failed. I think it's a bit foolish and it's presumptive for us to tell these people who are professionals how to do their jobs. And also, when you put time expectations on these events, you set yourself up for disappointment. Some people seem to relish disappointment. I don't. One key to living in freedom is resisting the temptation to put expectations on others. I have learned over the years, if I don't want to be disappointed, I don't put expectations on people, and I give people the freedom to do things as they see fit. I think about God and his decision to give us free will. God would like a lot of things to happen, but a lot of things don't happen that are according to his will, because he gives people free will. God doesn't have tremendous expectations on a lot of us. He has hopes and desires, but God is not disappointed with us because he has these lofty expectations that we can never meet. And I try to treat people the way God treats us. He has hopes. I have hopes. I have hopes for the people in my circle of friends. I have hopes for other people, but I am seldom disappointed because I rarely put expectations on them. I had someone tell me this week that they believe in Q 100%, but they also said that if nothing big happens before the midterms, they're going to have no choice but to believe that Q is just a trick to get the president a few votes. I had someone else tell me that they just became a Q follower, but they're concerned that Q is going to endorse a foolish idea that aliens are real, an idea that this person saw as anti-intellectual. I think they said something like only foolish or dumb people believe in aliens. And they warned me that they might unfollow me and not be interested in Q if this is where the Q movement is headed. I wanted to say a few words about that. The first thing I learned about Q is that Q doesn't give a rip about my beliefs or my expectations. A lot of what I believed about the history of America and about government and politics has changed because of the research I've done looking into what Q has said. I come to the table with Q realizing that I have to set my own expectations aside, and in some respects, I have to set my own belief systems aside. Q has not negatively affected my view of God. If anything, my faith in God has been strengthened as I've done this research. But a lot of my other beliefs have changed, and that is because I've decided to take the red pill. Taking the red pill means admitting that your understanding of how the world works is wrong. It's admitting that someone else has the truth, sitting at their feet, and allowing them to teach you, and biting your tongue while they barbecue your sacred cows. Q will never live up to your expectations. Q doesn't always live up to my expectations. Q makes a lot of people angry. If you go on the board and you look at the Anons, you'll see a lot of frustrated, angry people from time to time because Q is barbecuing sacred cows one after another. Q has information to put out, and if you come to the table with a lot of expectations and demand that Q confirm what you already believe, you are going to be disappointed. You might as well find another hobby. Personally, I don't care if you follow Q. I have no personal stake in Q becoming more popular. I think it's cool that Q has become popular, but if at the end of the day, you know, Q's mission is done, if there's only 300 people that are still following Q, I'm fine with that. I will be one of them. I have no desire to drag people along in the movement who are filled with doubt, fear, skepticism, and people who are always disappointed because of unrealistic expectations. I don't have a lot of expectations about Q. I do expect this. I expect that he'll never lead me away from God, and I expect that he'll never ask me to do anything illegal, immoral, or unethical. Aside from that, I wake up every morning wondering what in the heck Q is going to talk about today, and I have zero expectation about what it's going to be, and I am never disappointed. All right, Q posted this as part two of this long post, and it is a list that we've seen before. This is a list of people that have been fired or forced out of their jobs at the FBI and Department of Justice. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Jim Rubicki. By the way, Jim Rubicki, you know how he lost his job? Chris Wray set him up. Rubicki was given a false story by Chris Wray that Wray was thinking about resigning. The only person who knew about it was Rubicki. Rubicki went and leaked it to the press, and the next day he was fired by Chris Wray. James Baker, fired. He's a cooperating witness. Bill Priestep, director of counterintelligence. He is a cooperating witness, but is removed from power. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Mike Cortan, Josh Campbell, Dave Loffman, John Carlin, Sally Yates, Mary McCord, Bruce Orr, who has been demoted. He's a cooperating witness, and he is soon to be terminated. Once a person's testimony is on the record and they've given all the information that they can and cooperated with the investigation, they are then terminated. And then we have Rachel Brand, also terminated. All right. So an emotion-based conclusion about Chris Wray and Attorney General Jeff Sessions would be that corrupt politicians haven't been arrested, therefore Sessions and Wray must be corrupt. But if Wray and Sessions are working with the deep state, why do they keep firing corrupt people inside their organizations? What does it say about them, and what does it say about the overall plan if they're continually removing corrupt people from the FBI and DOJ? Well, a lot of people think Sessions and Wray are corrupt and they're part of the swamp because no arrests, at least that they know of. But if you analyze logically the continued removal of corrupt people from the FBI and DOJ, it tells you that these guys are actually helping drain the swamp, and they can't be part of the swamp if they're draining the swamp. Okay, this is part three of this long post. Batter's Box, Michael Steinbach, John Glaccolone, Randy Coleman. That's Randall Coleman. He was the one who had a meeting with Comey about the Anthony Weiner laptop. I talked about him in the last video. We have Trisha Anderson. There's a link to a New York Times article about her wedding announcement. Kevin Kleinsmith, Tashina Gohar, and Sally Moyer. These are the people who are now in the spotlight. The removal of corrupt people from FBI and DOJ is being done methodically. It ensures that everyone who's willing to testify, willing to cooperate with the investigation, is given a chance to do so before they leave the agency. These people are currently next in line and are probably being interviewed right now. This is an important list if you happen to be interested in knowing how far along we are in the process and how long it might be before the prosecution begins. If we work off the premise that the prosecution won't begin until all the corrupt people have been removed from the justice system, then it logically follows that prosecution will begin once these people have been processed and removed from the system. And Q has been updating us pretty regularly. As more people are fired and removed, this list gets shorter and the other list gets longer. So these are the people that we have left. And once all these people are on the list of fired and removed from power, that is probably when the prosecution is going to begin. Q keeps us updated on who has been removed from the system. So we can look at that list, and as it gets shorter and shorter over time, we'll know that we're getting closer to prosecution. This is the link to Trisha Anderson's announcement that she got married. All right, this is part four of this long post. Q asks us to consider whether fair prosecution, and that is for non-military cases, would be likely given that district court rulings against the president have come down on matters where he had clear authority to take action. A good example is the travel ban, where the president clearly had the authority to take action, but a district court judge in Hawaii put an injunction on that. Those types of rulings illustrate the problem that the president is facing. So Q wrote this: how do you ensure those prosecuted, non-military, would receive an impartial judgment based on the rule of law? Think federal judge rulings, obstruction in brackets, against POTUS granted constitutional authority. How do you ensure appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court are evaluated impartially based on the rule of law? Think Justice K. Kavanaugh, 5-4 now. With Kavanaugh on the bench in the Supreme Court, Trump has five conservatives on the court against four liberals. So any appeal that would come to the Supreme Court is probably going to have a better outcome. Then Q wrote military law versus criminal law, enemy combatant. How do you navigate around the installed blockade? So Q here is reminding us that Justice Kavanaugh was asked a question by Lindsey Graham about enemy combatants and the law of war and the difference between military law and civil law. And Kavanaugh showed a clear understanding of those differences. This next section here is about Robert Mueller, and Q asks, how do you navigate around an installed blockade? Mueller is designed to take in evidence that it's needed to expose a deep state, and in brackets we have DOJ block regarding Mueller evidence, ongoing investigation. Mueller is designed to limit the president's ability to maneuver. Mueller is designed to stall for time until the midterm elections to terminate all House and Senate ongoing investigations. Mueller is designed to safeguard the Dem Party base with a false narrative regarding Russian collusion. The narrative is that Trump cheated, he is evil, and the sky is falling, in effort to divide and mobilize for future protests, riots, threats, violence, false flags, etc. Mueller is designed to provide fake news media with ammunition to sway public opinion, obstruct foreign and domestic agenda, fuel impeachment or removal, fuel anti-Trump division, and prevent unity. Mueller is designed to demonstrate to foreign players that the old guard still pulls the strings. Mueller is designed to mobilize the Dem Party for a midterm vote win. Is also designed to push the Dem Party backers to donate GoFundMe campaigns for the Dem Party. Mueller is designed as public outcry excuse should criminal charges be brought against them, deep state. And in brackets, we're being politically attacked because Mueller. How do you remove an installed blockade? D-class, D-class, D-class. All right, I'm going to go through each one of these. So Mueller's investigation effectively takes out of play evidence that would expose deep state corruption because it's part of an ongoing investigation. It's tied up, and it can't be used by members of Congress in their investigations. The swamp is using Mueller to stall for time. If the president's enemies can gain control of Congress in the midterms, they can shut down the investigations that are being conducted by Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, and Bob Goodlatte. Mueller is a tool who's being used to preserve hope for the Dems' base of support by aiding the narrative that Trump is evil beyond belief and he's just about to be indicted or impeached. Mueller gives them false hope. Mueller's investigation of Trump is being used by the left to legitimize protests and civil disobedience. I think we can expect that when some of these corrupt officials are arrested, we're probably going to see an uptick in rioting and violent protests. The Mueller investigation is being used by the Mockingbird media to sway gullible people into believing that Trump is an illegitimate president, and he's also being used to obstruct the implementation of Trump's domestic and foreign policy. When people like John Kerry go and talk to leaders in Iran, the Mueller investigation is being used by the deep state to convince world leaders that it's only a matter of time before they are back in control again. Mueller investigation is a tool being used by people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi to increase donations and energize their voter base. And the Mueller investigation aids the defense of corrupt people who suddenly announce that they're considering running for office after learning that they're under criminal investigation. The prosecution is then claimed to be a political attack or retaliation. How do you remove an installed blockade? D-class, D-class, D-class. The declassification of the Carter Page FISA application, the Bruce Orr 302s and related documents will factually prove the corrupt basis for the Mueller investigation. Donald Trump and the generals knew the problems that would be created by the Mueller investigation. Military strategists developed a plan with key objectives that could be attained by going around Mueller. This is the last part of Q's post. How do you navigate around installed corrupt FBI and DOJ? You use a stealth bomber, Stealth Jeff, who must authorize the firing of FBI and DOJ officials. That'd be Jeff Sessions. Why did McCabe try to take Sessions out? There's a link to an article here. Andy McCabe, a year before he was fired, authorized an investigation into Jeff Sessions to find out if he committed perjury during his Senate confirmation. Q asked, what was the Sessions Senate confirmation vote? The vote was 52-47 because the swamp knew Sessions was a threat. Number 175, logical thinking versus clickbait, Q. Post number 175 is this post. It is all the reasons given by the clickbait pundits who tell us why Sessions and Ray are part of the swamp, why we have to have a second special counsel, why things aren't working, why Trump is going to be taken down by Mueller. If you believe all of that, I don't know why you're following Q. Take home messages, trust the plan. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast. Thank you.